It's Friday, Chof Zayin, year 27th of May. And the subject matter is Shutfus, partnership. Right. So, Choshev O'Olam, thank you very much. And all those that made it Shtadlis, first of all, to be on the phone. And, of course, the organizers that have made this possible. Very, very grateful. Right. As time goes on, I'm beginning more and more, I think I can say that, to appreciate what Ibsam Shvadron meant in the following moshel. He said the following. There was once a man, a tourist, that was going through the streets of Tel Aviv, and he saw a very big notice. Where was this notice? At the entrance of Tel Aviv University. What was the notice? The notice said that there's a Professor Weinstein that's giving a lecture on the anatomy of a human being. All welcome to come in and listen and then participate. So this tourist says, well, why not? And he goes in. It's a massive auditorium, very big olam there. And he sits down on the back and he listens. And he hears that this Professor Weinstein is giving an explanation of the anatomy of a human being, but you can't compare listening to seeing. And he has a dead body in front of him, and he announces that this dead body comes all the way from Indonesia, kindly donated by the family Wahalezi. And family Wahalezi, their father died, and they want to give his body for the furtherance of mankind. So they've kindly donated it to Tel Aviv University. And he proceeds, Professor Weinstein, with a surgical knife to make a cut in the leg of this Indonesian dead body. And he takes out one of the vein and the sinews, and he explains to the Olam, look, this leg is diseased. And they showed them why it was diseased and what the disease was and how you can prevent it. And the Olam found it fascinating. At the end of the lecture, the Professor Weinstein asks people who are listening, I'm pleased that you seem to be very attentive, have you got any questions? So this tourist puts up his hand and he says, Professor, I have a question. Yes, sir, what is your question? My question is, how are you giving a lecture about a person in Indonesia? We are sitting here in this auditorium in Israel, and you need to have an Israeli body, not an Indonesian body. Indonesian body is one thing, and here in Israel, it's something else. So one of the students sitting next to him says, don't carry on that question, please. What a funny question that you're asking. What's the difference where it is and where it's from? The body is the same. The body is a body, whether it's from Indonesia or whether it is from Israel or whether it's from Timbuktu. Basically, the body is the same. So, Shvan Shadon, and now I appreciate more what he meant to this year, Bechlal. What he says was, people are we're learning the Torah, and we're learning Megillas Rus, and we're thinking to ourselves, well, very nice. Yeah, but what's it going to do with us? That was in the time of Rus. And Shmuel Adnovi wrote Rus. But that was in his time. The Torah is in that time. What has it got to do with us? And of course, it's got so much to do with us. It's not enough to matter which generation it is. Torah is a raw, an everlasting guidebook, kibiyochel, for life. What can we learn from it besides the halacha? It's a b'chinas derech eretz called Malat Torah, and that's why some call the Shabbos Maseches derech eretz. Or rather, Derech Eretz, Shabbos Derech Eretz, because it's Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. We need to have the Derech Eretz, which is before the Torah. There needs to be a certain element of preparation, and we're preparing ourselves. Right. So let me share with you the following thought, which is Mipis Sforim V'Sofrim. There is a Medrash in Rus that says, Reb Elo Blozo Oimer, Reb Blozo said, Boaz also Eshloi. Boaz did what he was meant to do. Verus also saw Eshelo, and Ruth did what she was meant to do. Venomi also saw Eshelo, and Nomi did what she was meant to do. Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu, in that case, Afani Ese Esheli. In that case, I'm going to do what I'm meant to do. What is a pshat in such a medrash? So in Pri Ha'aretz, Reb Chaim Ephraim Zaitchik says the following phenomenal explanation, which is really negia to all of us. Kedarkoi b'kodesh. He said, let's have a look at what was going on here. When we want to build something, it needs many people to be able to build this building. We're now about, in Megillas Rus, to build Malchus based on it. Malchus based on it. Who is instrumental in this building? Who are the ones that are going to build this building? Boaz and Ruth and Naomi. They are going to be the builders. Right. So let's now understand. Where are they coming from? And just like a person builds a building, we can understand you need to be an expert in the building. Well, it seems Boaz and Ruth and Naomi were all experts, and it needed preparation, as hopefully we'll still see. Because the Maisa, these great people were living in a time by he bimei shvoita shoiftim, doir sheshoftu es shoiftot. So I'll go over now just briefly to the Nachlas Yosef. And the Nachlas Yosef explains, what's a pshat, doir sheshoftot? The doir sheshoftot means that they judged the judges. We define the time of the Shoftim, besides Vayibimi Shvoita Shoftim, which is said, another thing we find about them, and interestingly enough, Shoftim is called Sefer Yosher, according to some. They're defined as Ish, they all did, all the people did, Ish Kora Yosher Ben of Yaseh, that's mentioned twice in Shoftim. What's a pshat in a Yosher Ben of Yaseh? Sounds good. Yashus. Why? Yashus? To be a Yosher. Yeah, but it says, Ish kol Yosher Ben of Yaseh. I will decide what's called Yashus. And that creates a major problem. And of course, we understand that Rishmiel Talbot does say that all these great people, we have to understand, they're walking a very high tightrope. And whenever they make a slight slip, it's already magnified. But as we said in the beginning, B'Shem Reb Shalom, it's negia to us as well. Everything depends on the way I look at it. So if I go to one Rav and the Rav wasn't so nice to me, so the way I look at it is, well, I'm not going to this Rav anymore because I'm Shofet, this Shofet. And I say, well, he's not a very nice person, so I'm going to go to another Rav. And so it is not Dafka with Rabbonim. Any person that can teach us something, I'm not going to listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Why? Because I view it the way which makes me comfortable. And that is a major distressing problem amongst Kal Yisrael. I am looking for my own comfort, whether it's physically, whether it's spiritually. And you know yourselves, we all know what issues there were even in this lockdown when people had their own opinion. It depended the way they looked at it. They weren't really asking for advice. And we asked, during this lockdown, a certain Indian, did they ask for advice? No, they've decided that here it's best to not ask advice. They're doing it the way they want to do it. And it's causing quite a bit of hardship. Why is it that people do that? It's because they want to protect themselves. Just like physically they want to protect themselves. So in some ways, their own ego, they want to protect their own ego. And that's egoistic. time of the time of Aviv B'meishoet HaShevetim, and this Dafke is a time when we find that these three great people, they went out of protecting their own ego, and they did something which was phenomenal. And this is the Yesod HaDvarim. Boyaz Osa Shiloi. When Rus went down to the Goyen, there was a trembling there. It says, Vayechra do ish vaylofez. He got such a shock. There was a shock. A begin of a Yechrad Yitzchak Haroda Gedoyla Ad Mo'ed. It was a shock. And Kol Oisa Lailo, it says, Hoyoboya Shatuach Alponov. He was prostrating himself on his face. Va'oima Riboyin Ho'elomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Golo V'yotua Lofonecho, Sholeni Gati Bo, I haven't touched her. Ken Yirotzim Lofonecho, Ani Voda Ki Bo Ho Isha HaGoyno. There shouldn't be a Chilul Hashem here. If people find out what had happened, and people do talk, if a Chilul Hashem would have happened, it would be a phenomenal Chilul Hashem. Boaz was the Gadol HaDor at the time. Imagine the Gadol HaDor. People said, oh, I saw this lady go there, and but where's she coming back from? And someone saw she was at the Goyen, and look, again, a Gadol HaDor we've got here. Look what he does. What Chilul Hashem? Well, if he can do it, we can do it. It's unthinkable. Where's the Kovra Torah? Kvod Shlam Yisrael. Terrible. But he's not fazed by that. I know I'm doing the right thing. So as soon as he saw there was a lady there, and that's how it had to be, as the Alchich HaKodesh says in his page in Kitzah Alchich, the Prime Shmulevitz, that's how it had to be. Ein Shom. It all depended on the players here. Now, what's going to happen here? Is Boaz going to tell Rus, I thought I was being nice to you, and now you do this to me? Do you know what Chilul Hashem it can be? Oh, Boaz is a good ladoy, and not for nothing is a good ladoy. Straight away, his reaction is, right, let's see what we can do in this situation. There shouldn't be a Chilul Hashem, but don't worry. I appreciate your chastity, the chesed that you've done here, moiretik, the way he said, he praises Ruth for what she's done. He understands the situation. That's Boaz. And he did also Shiloi. That's the first shutuf in this shutufus. We're building a building. Who is the next one? Ruth. Ruth also saw Eshelo. Now, if we put ourselves in Rus's position here, as it is, as far as she's concerned, Legaba, the Indian of setting up a Bais Nehem of Israel, forget it. It's not going to happen. Because they still haven't paskened, it hasn't become clear that Amoni v'loi Amonis, Mo'ovi v'loi Mo'ovis. So as far as she's concerned, her following Normi Lechetchila, Prinas Gashmi, she's got nothing going for her at all. Don't forget she's a princess. She's got absolutely nothing going for her. Nothing at all. She's got no money. She's got no yichas. I mean, when she came along with Normi, people said, Hazois Normi. What did they say about her? Didn't get a look in. The Mephoshim say this. They didn't get a look in. One of the Mephoshim says this. Didn't get a look in. We're not goyas. Could have been very hurtful. Because that was her. That was her situation. They said, Azois Normi. Didn't look at her. Very hurtful. Someone was telling me some time ago that they were walking with their sister in the street. And she wanted to say with this, that this is the way people are. And a person came up to her and her sister and said about her sister, how good you look. She said she felt so rotten. And she said, not good, she should have put this on. You know, the sister, they said, how good you look. What about me? Well, Rus wasn't that way inclined. Rus sideways. I've got to do what's correct. And that is how, that was her mindset, gewaltig. Now, she's told by Naomi to go to the Golem, to go to the Golem, and do something which is so unthinkable in our lives, that whatever breckle, whatever little bit of self-respect that she could have, could now have been completely demoralized if Boaz, the Golatoyer, Golatoyer would have said, this you do to me, out you go. I don't want to see you anymore. But that's what Naomi says. Nothing to do with me. Naomi, you're with me, and Naomi was with her at the time. But Ruchni, if that's what you told me to do, I'm going to do. It's a problem. It's a problem. And sometimes, it's a Joshua Be'enov, I might think it's no good. And going back to Rabbi Ephraim Zaytchik and Prioritz, he says, this is Mamash Doimer to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had his whole future ahead of him. He was meant to be Mamash Avdekar. And if Yitzchak would have reacted in a different way, if Yitzchak would have said, look, I thought you were Yaakovish Emes, it's Tommy Zewolim, and this is what you do to me, then finished. No, but not always. It's Yosha Be'enov. I might think that this is, I can't do this, but who am I? I'm listening to what other people tell me. I'm internalizing what other people tell me, and I'm going to go ahead. Very difficult it was. And nevertheless, she did it. So this is the shutuf. This is part of the building. And now, let's see where Naomi is. The shutuf ha-shlishis. Also saw eshelo. Can we imagine? I mean, it doesn't need any great shadchan to understand that here's Naomi. She's not a youngster anymore. Here's Boaz, who's the god Ladon, whose wife was also Nifta at the time. This is the ideal shidduch. Naomi, no, but Marcel, she went away from the mokim. Pona ziva, pona hoyda, pona ziva, bradora. The tzaddikah she is, and Boaz the god Ladon. Let's make the shidduch. Yeah, that's what Naomi says. No, it's my, well, daughter-in-law that's going to be involved in this. Daughter-in-law, if you take the pshat of the Zohar, that says there was a kiddushin, and they were true, they're not so meyavirus, because it wasn't mamash l'shem shomayim efshar, and that's why she had to make another gerus afterwards, because the next gerus was mamash l'shem shomayim. But our kaponim, it was a gavaldig of mesiris nefesh for her. I'm going to go down with you here, and my schusim, I am with you all the way. I'm going to go, virat agoyren, my schus will go down with you. So, I'll go down with you. There was no onoichias, the whole posel ani, I'm looking after myself. Yosha Be'enov didn't exist here. And this is what we're being told. And this was part of the binyan of Klal Yisrael. Shutuv Rishon, Shutuv Sheni, Shutuv Shlishi, Mizkeinim Mizboinon. We're looking for this Keinim Mizboinon. This is us. If we want to be part of Matan Torah, and we've got to lead Rus, and it's not myself. The Rambam says in Moyen Avuchim, there's Tzedek and there's Tzokah, and there's chesed. Tzedek is, well, I'm doing what the law of the land is. That's tzedek. I borrow money from someone, I've got to give it back. Well, it's tzedek, it's okay, it's tzedek. Tzedek means, a mashulach comes to me in shul, I don't have to give him. I can say, nu, I'm in the middle of whatever it is. Or they'll finish and they'll hop it, but I don't. I say, I give him tzedek. I decide when to give him tzedek. I look at the person, yeah, he looks okay. Or if I look at the person, I think I'm going to give him tzedek. Chesed. And it's the Olam Chesed Yibone that we want, even after this lockdown. Olam Chesed, we want to build up the world again. Olam Chesed Yibone. Then the Chesed is, even though it's difficult. Like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was building the world on Chesed. And unfortunately, when we're living now in a time where it's low self-esteem, as Reb Shimon Schwab said, so we have to try and understand that the Olam HaChesed that we're in, the Chesed that we're in, is built on Chesed when it's difficult for me. I don't like the look of the person. It's still difficult. And the mindset, one does make mistakes. People go after the looks. People go after the personality. And adrabah, in our world, we've got to look at people even though it's difficult. Like Ruth and Naomi and Boaz did. Of course it was difficult for them. But what they did, they went out of that. We want to build a Mishkan. So in Tehillat HaNefesh, it says, the Ephraim Zaytchik in Tehillat HaNefesh says, Atam Moitzik Shenasa Mishkan, Shnei Shevotim Ayu Shutfim B'Melachton. There were two Shutfim. Shiftei Shel Yehuda and Bezalel. There was Shiftei Yehuda and yet Bezalel. Shiftei Shel Don or Leo Ben Achisamach. This is a pshat. What's a pshat in this? It's got to be, we're doing this b'shutfas. Who the shutfim are? Yehuda was, well, Bezalel, Ben Uri, Ben Chul, Mati Yehuda, Choshev. And Don was not Davka called, it's got, Don was Don. It says, be'itoy, with him, Oli Ben Achisamach. Bezalel is gewaldig. Bezalel was, well, he knew some Shemesh Rabbeinu, didn't know. And he knew the Tzirufi of Oysis and Odom Godlad Moed. But do you know how his Gadlus will manifest itself? If he can work well with someone else. His status, that's how you build a Mishkan. It says about Yosef at Tzadik, B'chor Yishori Hodoloi V'kadim Kanov, B'hem Ya'amim Yinogach Yachtov Avsei Oretz. What's the Yachtov? Says it's one of who Yosef, because Shoiroi, Hodoloi, Shafapisha Malchus Li Yehuda, who's called an Aryeh, but how well does Yehuda, Malchus work? How does, well do they work together? And they worked Yachtov. They worked together. There was an Ishtatus. Yosef and Yehuda. Yachtov. Gadlu Lashem Izi, Unreim Shemoi, if we can really build up this Yachtov, we're in it together. This is the Gadlus Sadvorim, right? So now we're coming up to a Shavuos. The work is in front of us. It says, Achmon Etzlan, in the Indian of Pashas Bechukoisai, it says that the whole Bechukoisai, the Klolas come because Valachti maybe Bekeri. Bekeri means it's a Mikra. Yeah, there is this thing that's happening and a lot of people are suffering. All right, now it's over now. Next, what happens then? Achmon Etzlan, I'm going to do Shebal Chatzisichem. I have to give you a second wave. Chatzisichem, my God, as I state in the Torah. Whenever there's something in Peronos Boloinam and Bishul Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael has got to get into this shutfas, whether I like the person's nose or not, whether I like the person or not, whether it likes what I like what he's done or not, is meant to be a shutfas. And we're coming towards Matan Torah. So hopefully we'll understand this. This shutfas, it shouldn't be like in the time by Mishweta Shoftim. Yeah, I'm a righteous person. I'm keeping mitzvahs and I'm doing things here. But it's all got to depend how inconvenient it is for me. And I want to boost my own ego. That is Shweit HaShweiftim. And Naomi and Ruth and Boaz have showed us if we want to build up the world again, it's not tzedek, it's not stock, it's with chesed. Hopefully we'll be equal to the task. A good yontev, everyone. Psuras tovus lekal Yisrael. Let's have the binyan of the Torah that it should be. Bepkenas Yisru chag ba'avoyisim. We'll hold on to this. Yisru ba'avoyisim onto the chag. And we'll stride forward on the shuas, which is the Rosh Hashanah for limud ha'Torah and the derech et kodman ha'Torah. And we'll all be the better for it. A good Shabbos and a good yontev.